You know, our economic crisis has spurred lots of emphasis on diversifying our economy and looking to boost local agriculture. Hemp is a crop that has long had a cheering section, but the regulation has been an uphill battle for farmers. We talked to Steve Rose of the Maui Hemp Institute about how farmers will now have to apply for permits with USDA.
It's been very challenging. I mean, good thing we can say is we at least now can begin to grow hemp on a commercial basis. One of the unfortunate situations was going from a state-run program was now turned over to a federally run program through the USDA, and that caused many problems for us small farmers here.
Right. So on November 1st, that kicks in, correct?
Yeah. If you have your permit by November 1st, you can actually start planting hemp, you know, according to all the federal and state rules and regulations. We have two sets of regulations now. It's quite challenging, you know, at the last minute, some people living on ag land next to one of the pilot programs put up a big fuss. So now they put in a 500-foot limit. You can't grow hemp closer than 500 feet to an existing residence. And people build a lot of houses on ag land, and, you know, and they complain about the pig farms and the flower farms, and now they're complaining about the hemp farms. But it is ag land, so the 500-foot law really made a lot of problems for a lot of small farmers that wanted to grow hemp. They have neighbors next door that don't mind, but the law now says they can't grow. So in order to grow hemp, you have to have quite a big piece of land to isolate where the hemp grow is.
So do you think some of the farmers are going to drop out?
Many didn't apply. I mean, basically, you know, the ones that are involved in the program had already gotten their permits. You know, we don't know what's going on. A lot of people got permits. A lot of people were turned down on permits. The biggest problem we have here is that we don't have a proactive state support for our hemp program. All they want to do is find out and limit it and regulate it and find out how they can, you know, have more control and create more bureaucratic positions as opposed to getting behind a crop that has thousands of uses, food, fuel, building materials, clothing, and, of course, the medicines that are now coming out. You know, we should have a state that should be supporting our hemp industry. Our economy has crashed due to tourism. People say we need agriculture. Hemp is a very valuable crop. A medicinal crop has a very high value to it. And hemp seeds are the highest source of protein and omega-3 oil on the planet. We can use hemp seeds to feed our chickens and create eggs. We can use hemp fiber to build houses and building material. We import 100% of our building materials to the islands. We can actually grow it here. And a hemp-tree house, which is made from the hemp fiber, basically is mold and mildew resistant and pretty fireproof. So, you know, why we don't have more interest in it as opposed to opposition to moving forward with this plant always baffles me. But I've been at this for 52 years now, so I'm an optimist. We're gonna do it eventually. You know, it's going to be a slow start. But we do have people now applying to do commercial permits, even though it's been quite an onerous task for some.
Talk about all the clearances that the farmers have had to have.
Well, one of the things that came up kind of at the last minute was when they turned the program over to the federal jurisdiction. And the federal, you know, still has marijuana is a controlled substance, which is, you know, hemp's cousin. They're all cannabis plants. It's all based on an arbitrary THC level that was created years ago with no rhyme or reason. So in order to be considered hemp, it has to have under 0.3% of THC in the plant. And being under federal jurisdiction, that meant that you basically now, to get a hemp permit, you have to be fingerprinted and have FBI clearance before you can even turn in your permit, which doesn't sound too terrible. It's bad enough as it is. But the big problem is that there is no place that you can get fingerprinted and FBI clearance in the state of Hawaii. All that is done on the mainland. So our farmers here can do it by mail, which they estimate is a three-month process, and good luck with the mail, or actually have to go to the mainland. And we have one very dedicated Kanaka farming group here on Maui that really has been working for years, planning their hemp operations, waiting to get the permit. And they literally had to shut down their farming operations, fly four of their farmers to Seattle to be fingerprinted and get the FBI checked, and then come back to Maui. And those four farmers have been away from their families for 3 weeks in quarantine now, a week for travel and 2 weeks in quarantine, just to put their permit in. Hopefully they'll have their permit before November 1st, and these guys can plant. But this is a major effort. No small farmer on the island could do that. And while the hemp permitting process is pretty simple, the amount of time and delay and complications, it's not very supportive. It really puts all the pressure on the farmer. And it's okay if you're a big corporation and you've got staff and secretaries and lots of money, but if you're a farmer trying to make ends meet and want to add hemp to your crop rotation for many reasons, it kind of takes it out of the picture, unfortunately.
Under the pilot, a number of the farmers, their crops had to be destroyed because the THC levels were too high. What's the snapshot of the crops now? Are you folks able to sell anything?
Once the new USDA permits come in place, then you can actually grow hemp for commercial sale. And it has to be tested in the field, and they're testing the tops of the flowers and not the whole plant. So, I mean, they really, everything is against the poor farmer. You know, the top of the flower has the most THC, but it's, you know, maybe 1/16 of the total biomass of the plant, you know. And we're looking at biomass when we grow plants. The biomass is the entirety of the plant, including the flower, the stems, and the stalks. And that has, you know, so many various uses. So literally anybody who's going to be growing hemp now on a commercial operation, which is allowed, almost has to have a lab on site. They have to test their plants in the field. They have to harvest in time before the THC, it said the term is getting hot. So before the plant gets hot, you need to harvest it, and not grown big commercial crops here in Hawaii. So that's a big unknown for a lot of farmers. And a lot of farmers now, we have no labs. Okay, there's one lab on Oahu that can test cannabis, and they're pretty overwhelmed at times with the medical people. We don't have a lab here on Maui, so we literally have to somehow get the hemp to Oahu to be tested and then come back and quarantine on top of it all. The rules, you know, basically now have the federal government and the DEA, you know, watching what our farmers are doing, growing crop that should never been on the DEA list in the first place. And they still haven't resolved a number of issues. I mean, while now you can grow a commercial crop, the state of Hawaii has now put any medicines, you know, CBD is one of the big medicines now coming out of hemp growing. And basically, I can bring CBD isolate in from the mainland and make products out of it here in Hawaii, but I can't grow my own hemp, extract my CBD, and put it in my own medicine, okay, and sell it in the state of Hawaii. That has now been passed off to the health department, which nobody knows what's going to happen next. Most of the stores in the state of Hawaii stopped carrying CBD products for a while. Now that the new hemp law has passed, they're bringing them back in. But again, they're not able to support local companies because of this strange way the law is set up. I can sell CBD made in Tennessee, but I can't sell CBD made in Haiku here on Maui.
So is there going to be a market for Hawaii-grown hemp, or can they just do it cheaper back on the mainland?
We go back to, and we have to go to the cousin, you know, the cannabis, marijuana. You know, Maui Waui has been famous for the decades, forever on the mainland as the best-grown cannabis in the world. And the only difference between that and Maui hemp is there's no THC in it. We have climates here that can grow some of the finest cannabis in the world. And we have one unique thing is that we have a 365-year growing season. We can bring in three crops. So every acre in the island is 3 acres of hemp crop, which is amazing when you realize that the entire hemp crop on the mainland will be harvested by the end of this month. There won't be any new material probably till, you know, almost the summer of next year from anywhere else except the state of Hawaii. People are talking now about sustainable agriculture and food, you know, part of sustainable agriculture. You know, we have fields here that have grown monocrops of sugar and pineapple for decades and are loaded with chemicals. One thing hemp does, it remediates the soil. It pulls all those poisons out of the soil. It pulls lead out of the soil. So most farmers want to grow a crop of hemp, not so much to sell it, but to clean up their soil. And then, you know, it's the first step for bringing a lot of our soil that has been misused for years and years back into production.
That was the perspective of Steve Rose, the chief hempster of the Maui Hemp Institute for Research and Sustainability. We were talking about the challenges hemp farmers face, even under the new rules that allow hemp to be grown here in the islands. There were some 50 farmers under the pilot. It's unclear how many will apply to continue under this new program that kicks in this weekend.